This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Chatzos Laila, Akum, Hayde Slacha. David HaMelech used to get up in the middle of the night to daven to Hashem. Gemara tells us he used to have a harp hung above his bed, and when the directions of the winds changed, the wind would blow against the harp. It would wake him up because the middle of the night was a time to daven. Our minhag is to do slichas on Motzei Shabbos. We start on Motzei Shabbos around about the time of midnight. Why so? The Sefer Menorah Hamar explains what's unique about the middle of the night is that actually at around the time of midnight people are calm. All the stresses, all the struggles of the day are either behind them or way ahead of them. Say slichas in the morning, you're in a rush. In the middle of the night, the world outside is calm, and we're able to focus. It's a time of menachas hanefesh, when our spirits are settled, and we're able to focus on what's really important. Because right now we're in the last week of Elul. Elul is a time of ani l'daydi v'daydi li, of closeness and belovedness to Hashem. And essentially what we're meant to be doing throughout all of Elul is to open ourselves up. It's to sensitize ourselves. We hear the shofar every morning. It's meant to stir us. It's meant to jar us. It's meant to awaken or arouse something inside of us to stimulate some emotions. And then we get to the week of Slichas, and the shul turns white. We have the familiar nigunim that we've dusted down, taken out of the cupboard. And it's that first Kaddish. It's those nigunim, that Slichas. And it comes together because we know the Heichal HaNagina is next to the Heichal HaTshuva in Shamayim. The chamber of song is next to the chamber of Teshuva, which is perhaps why our Slichas HaMotzei Shabbos say Lishmoya El Harina V'El HaTfila, to listen to the song and to listen to the davening. In truth, Rina, singing, is one of the Lashonos of davening. One of the styles of davening is through song. And it really only works together. So the purpose of Slichas is not only to open our mouths, but also to open our hearts. After Rosh Hashanah, during from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, we'll be in the period of Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, about which the Pasuk says, Dirshu Hashem Be'emotzai, Kra'u B'yosekarav, Seek Hashem, where He is to be found. Call out to Him where He is close. Says the Gemara, when is that Eila Asara Yamin? Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Where is Hashem to be found? Or more accurately, when is He to be found? When is He close? During those 10 days of Teshuvah. But it only works if we've prepared ourselves during Elul. If we prepare ourselves during the week of Slichas, then Taka, He'll be close, come the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. But if we're unable to open ourselves up this week, then we'll get to the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah and it'll all be far and it'll all be distant. So the goal of Elul is while Hashem is Hamelech Basada, Hashem has not yet been crowned. He's still going out meeting the people, pumping the flesh, so to speak. Hashem has gone out to meet commoners like us. 1 week's time, He'll be Hamelech Hayeshev Al Kisei Ram V'Nisa. We'll crown Hashem King. Whatever closeness we can achieve tonight and throughout this week of Slichas will stand us in good stead. And I just want to conclude with this. The Maldim, in his book on called Sefer HaKarmel, book of grammar, a book of etymology, says you look throughout Tanakh and there are many words for forgiveness. You've got Slicha, of course, Kapara, Hashem's Noise Avon, He bears sin, He's over al Pesha, He passes over iniquity, Tam of Anecha, your sins conclude, Nirtza, He's appeased, Macha, He wipes it out, Yichboish, he conquers it, Chapseini, he washes us, He launders us, it just carries on going. Each one of those refers to a different type of forgiveness from Hashem. We're about to start slichas. What is slicha? Slicha, slicha, Adoni. What does slicha mean? Slicha is where Hashem doesn't only forgive us. You know, from now on, slicha is where Hashem erases the past as well, so it never happened. When we achieve this level of slicha, we literally get to the point of tshuva where we've rewritten history and the original avera never ever happened. That's slicha. Which is why you look through the entire Torah and you never ever see one human being doing slicha to another. Because a human being cannot do slicha. I can forgive you from now on. I can't rewrite what happened. Only the Hashem yislach la. Hashem is soleach. Only Hashem. Salach bi kidvarecha. Only Hashem can do slicha, because slicha is not just for forgiving us for what will be in the future, for any future punishment that we might incur. Hashem literally rewrites history as a result of our teshuvah. That's what we're trying to achieve during these weeks of slichas. Is to ask Hashem, how do we do that? By opening up a sincere part of ourselves. To be honest with Hashem. To own our actions, and to ask Hashem honestly and sincerely. How we do that tonight? Lishmaya al harina ve'la tefila. To all of our voices together, to join in song and in tefila. Nemitz Hashem. Hashem should hear our tefila. Hashem should indeed give us true slicha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.